The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, June 20th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we talk about insurance. Guess who's here in studio today? Family Guardian is here in studio with me today, and they're having a big event. Not no ordinary event. I'm talking about they're having a big, big event, and they're here to explain that. But I want to know who is in studio with me. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you Miss Alicia Kummer and Miss, watch me try to pronounce this name. Ladies, watch this. Miss Krizia, was that right? Miss Krizia Brown, and they're representatives from Family Guardian, right? Insurance, or Assurance Limited. I might have to ask you what's the difference between insurance and assurance, by the way.
No, it's insurance.
Oh, insurance, good. Okay. And like I said, I want to know what you do there, and then we'll start talking about what this big event that you all have planned. But go ahead, Miss Kummer. We'll start with you.
Good morning, CA, and good morning, Bahamas. My name is Alicia Kummer, and I'm the Senior Manager for FGIAB Insurance and the Mortgages Department at Family Guardian. So just a little about FGIAB. We are a subsidiary of Family Guardian, and we deal with the what they call P&C or general insurance. So we cover all of your general insurance needs, home, auto, marine, liability, contractors all risk, professional indemnity insurance, you contact us and we get you sorted out.
You mentioned health insurance.
Health insurance doesn't fall under FGIAB.
Okay.
That's now under Bahama Health.
Now, anytime I have people in, I always, especially when I'm looking for jobs and things, I say, you all have health insurance packages. But I understand what you do and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Brown, go ahead.
Okay, so my name
pull
is,
your mic a little closer so I can hear.
My name is Krizia Brown. I'm the Senior Customer Service Administrator at FG Insurance Agents and Brokers.
Okay, so I understand what you do, right? Mm-hmm. And you are planning a big event.
Yes.
What is this big event that's happening?
We are having an FGIAB trade show and fun fair. Now, this is the fourth year that we've had this. In previous years, it was called the FGIAB Home and Auto Showcase. But what we found that we've moved away from just home and auto, and we've gone into other things that the clients have been asking for. And then we have clients that sell different products and stuff, so we're offering them an opportunity to be at the show as well. So that's why we've changed our name to FGIAB Home, FGIAB Show and Fun Fair.
So I like fun. But you tend to bring like the head and leading agents or businesses to this trade show, right? Mm-hmm. Who all will be there? And how did you make this selection? Say, well, these are the type of persons I'm going to have at this fun trade show.
So, Krizia, you'll go through the list of the persons that the vendors that we have.
Okay.
Okay, so we have over 20 vendors.
20 whole vendors.
Over 20.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we're going to have FGIAB, which will be us, for your home and auto insurance needs. We're going to have our mortgage department there giving you informative information on what do you need to get a home and all that good stuff. Financial services and home services is going to be there as well doing life insurance, all of your life insurance needs.
Nice.
Bahama Health is going to be there as well. They, like you asked, is the health insurance portion of the company. We also have going to have Doctors Hospital there to give blood. So there's a link that you need to go and register if you want to donate blood on that day. So Commonwealth Bank is going to be there if you want to get your car loan on the spot. We're going to also have MGM Construction. Mike is going to be doing a live demonstration. He's going to let you know what you need to get your home hurricane-proof. Matt from One Oak also going to have CBS, Cool Tech, Easy Car Sales, and you're going to be able to test drive your electrical vehicles on the spot. Also, Auto Mall, Uncle Dave's Pepper Sauce, Vibrant, Shell Tones Creations. Dr. Charlene Reed is with Easy Dental Care, and she's going to be doing teeth and gum assessment on the spot. And if need be, you can also get your teeth cleaned there as well.
What?
Yes. Going to have Manga Corps, Lil Laura Hutt. So Unique Grillers as well. You get your grilled pork, your grilled chicken. BTC is also going to be there. They're going to have their mobile storefront. So if you want to sign up for any service or device on the spot, you can do that as well. And they have air conditioning. Don't air conditioning,
so that's good.
Happy Jumpers is going to be the vendor supplying our kitty corner with the nachos and the popcorn. Also going to have a bouncing castle if you want to leave your kids there. Take a look around, see what all the vendors there, and come back. Sticky Bun, Angie's Delightful Teas, Just Juice, Shot Blossom, and Royale Wellness and Day Spa. So if you want to get a massage while you're out there, you can do that as well.
This is a fun day.
This is a fun day. This is a whole day from 10 to 4.
This food, drinks, and things out. Can be out here.
Oh, everything. Yes. And guess what? It's free.
What do you mean it's free? I don't understand what you mean by free.
You get in for free.
There's no entrance to get access?
None whatsoever.
So I just need to show up and come?
Show up
just
with show your up. Family.
And it's going
and
to
they
be
have a kitty corner too?
They have a kitty corner too.
Nice.
It's going to be a one-stop shop.
It does seem to be a one-stop shop. And mind you, I understand that it's about insurance, right? Mm-hmm. And I see the various aspects of the insurance you have peppered in to this. Mm-hmm. But you have activities there.
Yes. So we are also going to be having what we're going to call an educational tent. So every half an hour, we'll have someone under that tent that's going to speak to you generally where you come. And of course, you'll be able to go to the different booths and speak to the persons. But every half an hour, we'll have someone under this tent, and you can sit there, ask your questions, and they give a presentation on whatever it is. It will be your mortgages. At one point, we would have MGM Construction on your home, how to secure your home for hurricane season. It's been raining every day. Hurricane season is here.
You know, I'm going to go and ask you about details about each vendor that you have there.
Okay.
But tell me, just for the listening audience, where exactly is this Family Guardian venue going to be having this fun event?
Okay. So, you know where Montague Ramp is?
I know where Montague Ramp
is. Directly across from Montague Ramp is the Family Guardian corporate office. And that's where the event is going to be held.
That's a big parking lot.
It is. And so parking, I'm glad you said that. To access the parking, you're going to go on the Village Road side and drive in.
Okay. So, don't enter from the
Eastern Road side.
Right.
No, you won't be able to enter from the Eastern Road side. You're going to enter from the Village Road side and you drive in, and there's going to be lots of parking and security there.
And security too?
Yes.
Okay, that's always good, right?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to picture the flow. So I'm going to, I live east, so I'm coming from Shirley Street. I just turn left and
so
go in.
So when you turn, yeah, so at the light, well, the light that's not working yet, Shirley Street, Village Road, you're going to make that left, and then you will make the second left into Family Guardian.
So let's talk about the vendors that's going to be in. And I know that Ms. Brown gave a list of vendors, right? But I want to know like some of the services that they offer. So when I come to this fun event, and then when I come to Family Guardian event, and they explain all the insurance, because you know I want to talk about what type of insurance you have there and what's available, right? But I want to know basically the flow. Basically, you want to know what I can expect, what I come in here for, right?
Okay.
So let's start with Doctor's Hospital. You say Doctor's Hospital is going to be there, and you've told me already that I should pre-register.
Yes.
In terms of giving blood and donating blood.
Yes, so you can go on the FGI, on the Family Guardian webpage, on FGIB webpage, the Family Guardian Facebook page, which will maybe be easier for your access. Go right on there. You'll see the flyer. There's a link. Go right on there and register.
So there's a flyer that is going out, circulating, that I can go on, especially on social media. So, you know, I'll definitely go on Facebook to get it.
Yeah, we know you love Facebook.
Yes, I go on Facebook. And then I could link and register with Doctors Hospital so I can help with that.
Yeah, and it's just mainly for them to have an idea of how many persons to prepare for.
Ah.
So even we're not saying that if you don't register on the link, that you won't be able to donate.
So
definitely
I could just,
not.
While I'm there and shopping and getting these things, I said, let me just give some blood while I'm there.
Correct. Right. Okay, and that'll be, of course, on the inside of the building where it's cool.
Yes.
You'll be on the inside of the building to donate the
blood. I wonder if they're giving away free
for you
vitamin.
You can relax after you've given blood. You can relax before you go back outside.
Yeah, and vitamin?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
All the good stuff.
Yes, because I'm making sure. I like vitamin, so I give blood to get the vitamin.
And along with Doctors Hospital, Bahama Health is partnering along with them, and they'll be doing free glucose and cholesterol, blood pressure testing and glucose testing for free.
That's free too?
Free.
You're giving a lot of things free. This is like give back to the customers.
It is. We don't always want to take your premiums, you know.
Yeah.
You know, people that say insurance is rip off. We're not.
Okay. So this was which group this is again?
That's Bahama Health.
Bahama Health. Testing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Bahama Health, just CB knows they're trying to understand everything.
They
Bahama
are a subsidiary.
Really?
Family Guardian.
I did not know that.
Yes.
This is educational, trying to get to know all these things. So, okay. Now I have Doctors Hospital. I have Bahama Health. I understand that if you pass in mass, you get your free glucose count one time.
Correct.
And then your blood pressure tested one time and know your numbers, which
don't
is impossible.
You could also get your teeth and gums assessed as well. Easy dental care.
And okay, I'm going to ask you if that's free.
That's free.
The assessment is free, yes. And if you need your teeth cleaned, you can have it done as well.
It's free to the... You're giving out everything free.
Everything.
Everything except the kitchen sink.
Okay. So... As I take advantage of the fun day that FGIAB is having, right? I can donate some blood. Mm-hmm. I can get my glucose test checked, right? Mm-hmm. And a blood pressure checked, right? And of course, now you're saying that I can have like some kind of teeth inspection. Mm-hmm. And name me the person who's doing that again.
That's Dr. Charlene Reed at Easy Dental Care.
Easy Dental Care.
Correct.
And then whatever that you go to get there, you can get free teeth cleaning also.
And you can
not free. I mean, I'm not sure that part of it.
Of course, negotiate. Cost,
yes, right. Whatever cost. Yeah, that's nice. I mean, I need my teeth clean. But I mean, yeah. So who else is going to be there?
Well, of course, we have CBS.
Okay, CBS. You know, that's Commonwealth
Building Supplies.
Correct. So that's on Carmichael Road. And they're a part of that one-stop shop when you say, I'm going to get a house, I'm going to build a house, I'm starting a house from scratch, right? And so they will be highlighting their products and their services, I guess?
Yes,
correct.
Yeah? So they're going to be a consultant there to say, hey, I need hurricane shutters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need those windows so don't break.
Mm-hmm. So, or you may need cabinets for your kitchen.
Or you may need a generator to make sure you have light.
Look at you.
The CL turns us off.
Okay, I see that. Mm-hmm. I see that. Okay, and who else is going to be there?
We're going to have Matt. He's from One Oak.
One Oak? Is it a realty type thing?
Yes.
Okay, I had him on
the
show.
He's a realty guru.
He's big on TikTok.
So explain what he's going to be making available to persons who pass through.
So he's going to let you know, I guess, what you're looking for, what his realty company has to offer in terms of, I guess, an income property, a single home, family.
So he's going to give packages? Say what type of house you need
what you're looking for.
What you're looking for.
So you're going to the FG Mortgages Department. Mm-hmm. Well, you go to Matt first.
Yes.
You find your home or your lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You go to FG Mortgages.
Okay, you're growing too fast. Now, I'm in front of, what the gentleman's name again? Matt?
Matt.
M-A-T-T-T. Matt. I'm in front of Matt, and I said, this is the type of house I want. Mm-hmm. I want my 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. And I also want a generator and whatever it is.
Yes.
Talk to Commonwealth Building Supply.
And you can say, this is what we have.
And this is the price for it.
Right.
Average, whatever it is. And then I go to where after that?
Then you can go to Martin Trico.
Okay, hold on. I go to who again?
Martin Trico.
And what I do to him?
He is FG Mortgages.
So he'll be at the mortgage.
So he will tell you what all you need
to
qualify for the mortgage.
Down payment and stuff like that.
Exactly. So you will tell him, okay, this is what Matt said that I can, this is the house that he has available for me.
Yes.
Now I need you to tell me, can I qualify for this?
Yes.
Am I a little big eye? Do I need to go a little smaller?
Go back to Matt.
Go back to Matt.
Yeah.
He will be able to give you all that information.
And basically, I could tell him my salary and what I owe and whatever it is.
Yeah, they have pre-approval questions that he would ask you.
Okay.
And then he'll be able to assess it.
Do I need to bring any documents while I'm there? Because then I get the house one time, or I just bring everything one time, or I just break
Well, you don't have to bring your documents then, but he'll be able to tell you what all you will need to send to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't need to be traveling around with a bunch of paper now. We have these things electronically.
Yes.
So you can just... send it to him.
I have my pay stubs saved on my phone. I mean, just in case for emergency.
See that?
Yeah.
So it's good to have those things on your phone.
Okay.
And then you can just give him that information and he'll be able to tell you, you know, where to go from there.
So I'm there now. Mm-hmm. See, the flow. I go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Where do I go after that?
So you can go to Mike.
So who's Mike?
Mike is MGM Construction.
Okay. Now I'm to MGM Construction.
Right. He specializes in home renovation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can...
So this is for people who may have a home already.
Because
I'm trying to get a shed in the back so I can actually speak to him.
You can consult with Mike and figure out how much it'll cost, what do you need. And then, of course, after that, you go to CBS. You can get a quote. Maybe you need some building supplies.
And then go back to financing.
To build your shed.
Because I've been talking about this shed for a while. So, I mean, while I'm out here with Family Guardian, might as well ask the questions.
Might as well get everything.
And Mike Molly has a good relationship with CBS, so he may be able to get you.
That means I have to come to this fun fair. So what else is being offered and services?
Okay, so we have, like I said, we have food. We have unique grillers. So
you can't, you don't go through the food quickly. You gotta pause.
Tell them about the cars.
Okay,
yes. Easy car sales.
Easy car sales.
So you know they specialize in the electric vehicles. Cars.
Yes.
And they're gonna allow you to test drive.
I'm just gonna ask
spot.
If I'm gonna be able to test drive
have
the car.
Have you ever test driven one?
I've sat in one. And I was concerned. It didn't start the car. And he said, no, the car's on. I said, but why is it so quiet? Mm-hmm. You know? So, yes, I spoke to them. I mean, that's the next thing. I'm excited, again, because I now need to stop talking about it and actually
come.
Yeah, and see if I can afford this.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Also, Automall is going to be there as well.
Automall
and Easy Car Sales.
Mm. And you know, Automall covers the BMWs for those that want the higher end cars. They have the Suzuki, they have the Hyundai, Toyotas, the Lexus. So they're going to have a variety of their cars out there as well.
This is a one-stop shop.
It is.
This is like what you have. I have nothing to do today. Let me go to this fun day.
That's right.
Yeah. When is it again?
It is on Saturday.
This Saturday coming.
Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I can spend all day there, though.
All day.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
We're going to have a tent for you to sit under to eat your food. You know, you don't have to stand up and walk around.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
Let's go through some things that you need to do first.
Let's go through some things that
we
have to do.
When you get there, we're going to need you to stop at the FGIAB booth first.
Of course. Let's
because Krizia is going to be giving you a little pamphlet.
And a bingo sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, let's call it the bingo sheet.
Okay.
And on there we'll have all the vendors that are at the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to get you to visit every vendor at that show.
Okay.
Once you've visited the vendor, they will sign off on their little cube on your bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to enter a raffle. Once you've visited all the vendors, you'll be able to enter a raffle.
Why go in at the raffle?
Now.
Tings.
Good.
Good tings.
Tings.
I like tings.
For him it's to say good tings.
Good tings.
So we have gas vouchers.
Nice.
Phone cards.
Nice.
Coffee vouchers.
Nice.
Lunch vouchers.
Nice.
You may be able to even win a massage or two.
I like massages.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, so we have nice. Some good stuff.
So also, good, yeah. Go ahead.
The first 20 attendants, you know, behemoths, we like to come to things late. That's mm-hmm. okay.
But
you
want
to clean your house and everything before you come out on a Saturday. That's fine. We're starting at 10 o'clock. The first 20 attendees are going to get a free gift bag. Now, Nuri, we just give you a bag. Tell people all the good things you get in your little bag.
I don't say things like that because my wife has won things, and these are my things right now.
Oh,
so, no, I can't say exactly what I get, but the bag thick, and I get a lot of stuff in it, but I can't say exactly what it is because wife can say where is her things, and you all only bring one bag.
Oh, boy.
So, therefore, some of the stuff got to stay in the car.
Ah, boy.
So, I could be some
but
of my things.
Tell her where to go look.
That's okay. Hopefully, she's not listening today. But the bag thick, and you're saying that the first 20.
Yes.
We'll get a free bag.
Get a free bag. With all these things inside it?
With things.
And I thought you just packed this bag just for me because it's bag big.
A bag a little different.
No, okay. There's a lot of stuff you give
me. Yeah. So one of those things that you got, they won't get.
Okay, good. Yeah. I feel special now.
Yeah.
But you can, so the first 20 will definitely get a gift bag.
Get that gift bag.
Yes.
Definitely.
Good. So I want to talk about what all the services that FGIA. I call in this name.
No, you're right.
Family Guardian.
FGIAB. No, yes. Don't say Family Guardian.
Say the particular
because when you
point.
Say Family Guardian, people only think about life and health insurance. And mm-hmm. so we're trying to get them away from just thinking that Family Guardian only sells life and health insurance.
Let's talk about that. What all does Family Guardian sell?
So Family Guardian sells life, health, annuities.
What's an annuity?
Annuity, you know, it's a deposit account.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes you want to put your money on a fixed deposit in the bank. So you can look at an annuity as your fixed deposit. But we give our rate is higher than the commercial banks.
So for persons who have money, right? Not like
you don't
people
have
like
a lot of money.
Will it be like a concierge type person who would be given that detail? So these are the services
Definitely.
I offer.
You'll go to the financial service agents at their booth and mm-hmm. they'll be able to give you all the information on annuities.
Let's talk about the financial services booth.
So the financial services booth. They are our agents that deal with, they sell life insurance, but on a higher, with higher premiums.
Mm-hmm.
So when you want them big $500,000 life insurance, you go to see those persons.
There's some coupiers in the hotel and stuff like that.
Yeah, you sound like you though.
No. I live on a budget. But I mean, I don't mind learning about it.
Okay.
To know, again, exactly
so
how it benefits.
So Family Guardian sells various options. You have all kind of options. And we sell things that not just for the high-end person. We sell for the middle class, the lower class. We have options for everybody at Family Guardian. We are a one-stop shop as well.
Man, you don't need to just have a Family Guardian day just to explain all the services. But I guess this is what they're doing now to make the information accessible to people.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because many times when we go to trade shows and they see FGI, been there, like Family Guardian sells home and motor insurance, a lot of people don't know. And we've been doing it from 2010.
So what will Commonwealth Bank be doing?
They are going to be offering your car loan on the spot. So you can get, just like how you can get your home, you can get pre-approved. You can get pre-approved at Commonwealth Bank for your auto loan.
So that's where easy car
sales and automobile will come into
play. And automobile. So I can actually go for the car and say, I like this one.
I want this one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And then go to Commonwealth Bank and say, boy, how much this can cost?
Exactly. Right.
And then
Commonwealth Bank is give you auto loans quick. But
you can get a car easy with Commonwealth.
Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah. So I might as well just check it out and say, man, I need one.
Mm-hmm.
I need one. Okay.
Let's not forget, Cool Tech is going to be there as well for your air conditioning services.
You almost missed that. So,
you can't forget that.
Yes, you need to pause now because it is hot.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not sure if some this the Prime Minister talking about with this global warming and environment is very important. So, I need to know what's happening with this air conditioning person. Which air conditioning company is going to be?
This is Cool Tech. So, they offer commercial as well as residential air conditioning services.
I need a spec.
So, if you need your ductless for your home.
Yes, I need a ductless.
This is the booth that you need to be stopping to because we know outside it's sweltering heat outside.
So they'll give me a price for the unit itself and the installation?
Yes, correct.
Nice. And mind you, I sit with Commonwealth Bank there, I can even get a loan to say, man, just kit out the whole house one time.
Exactly. Knock out everything, one ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else is going to be there? And what else is going to happen?
So in terms of home, I think we have all of that covered. So we're going to move on to the food and the kitty corner.
Okay. Let's talk about the kitty corner because I have young children.
Okay.
So you can have a bouncing castle there.
We're going to have a bouncing castle.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to have popcorn, hot dog. You can leave them there.
Watch this. So popcorn and hot dog will be free?
No, that ain't free.
Okay, I just had to ask
you. That's why we want you to bring your
water. If you know my child, I would have to bring the whole neighborhood. That's why. Just let me ask before I come. Because I come in, right? But then you start saying you have popcorn and a hot dog. So I would say, boy, we can stay out here today. They got to understand what a nurse is me, right? So good. And see, my wife doesn't start calling me right there for popcorn and stuff. So you have the kitty corner, right?
Yeah.
You have the bouncing castle.
Mm-hmm.
You have the bouncing castle. And you have the...
We have Little Laura's hut.
Mm-hmm.
She does... wings and fries. Laura's
come out by the swim complex all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. You can get your smoothies there as well. Unique Grillers is going to be doing the grilled chicken and the grilled pork.
Mm-hmm. And these are the things I pay for at Razzle's.
Yes,
food.
Correct. Okay, mm-hmm. Sticky Bun Factory is going to be there for your desserts.
I know it's Sticky Bun. Yes.
Right. Angie's Delightful Tea. She does the iced teas.
Mm-hmm. I know Angie
Blossom
too.
Mm-hmm. And Just Juice for your natural juices. And then we have, like I said, the Royal Wellness Day Spa.
It's a party.
Is it a party or what?
Nuri, we want you to come and spend the day with us.
And it's not just business. It's not selling. It's a party. You go there and relax and say, sitting down, and you have to rush.
And you're going to see persons that you probably haven't seen for years.
I don't think there's no other big event happening over the weekend.
No.
This might be the event.
That's why we chose this tape. Last year, we had it on the weekend of Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that people, you know.
Yeah.
People that say we always do is cook crab and rice for the fathers, but clearly that was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So we had CBS, they have their father grilling competition and stuff. So we had to compete with them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to compete with anybody for this event. So this is the event that you would want to go to on Saturday.
This is the big event for the weekend.
It is.
This is a big, see, I like that. I like that. I'm just reading this. I see that was Little Laura's Hut. You had Unique Grillers. And you had Happy Jumpers. What's Happy Jumpers again?
Happy Jumpers is the vendor that's going to be supplying the... Kitty Corner.
The Kitty Corner, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Sticky Bun. Then you have the Angie's Delightful Teas. I know that. And you have Just Juice. And then you have the Shot Blossom. I'm not familiar with Shot Blossom. You know what?
And Shot Blossom is not alcohol.
No?
No, it's not.
You know, I assumed that was some kind of shots, right?
I know. That's why I heard you've been jumping on
And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that.
So I heard someone has a... So don't forget Uncle Dave's pepper sauce as well.
Yes. Yes.
Have you had Uncle Dave's pepper sauce?
No, but I'm a aficionado. That's how you call it? whatever that is, or word is, right? I love pepper.
Okay.
Me too. That's the Jamaican blood inside me that I need to have pepper. Mm-hmm. And the idea that you have someone there just doing pepper sauce, I have to come out to make sure to sample it and then compare and contrast.
Because you know, I do pepper too. It is delicious.
Yeah?
It is.
I put pepper on everything.
Me too.
Yeah, so it's this pepper sauce can be there.
It's good. It's very good.
She drives around with a sample bottle, a small bottle in her bag.
She's everywhere she goes. She's like Beyonce, you have the hot sauce inside
in her bag. In her office.
Yes. So I understand. But I'm impressed about this trade show that FGIAB is having. It's not no ordinary trade show with just business. But you have put in definitely thought and effort to make sure that your customers and clients come in and have a relaxed atmosphere and have options.
Yes.
You have options to shop, options to walk around, options to consider, right? Mm-hmm. And I know we initially started about the services that FGIAB was doing, and I interrupted him because I wanted to hear about the event also. You know, I go back and forth, right? But you did the home insurance, but you didn't mention anything about the life insurance, and will there be someone who'll be explaining that, the medical insurance? I know we say Bahama Health.
Bahama Health.
Right. Yes, but I want to go more detail on that so I can, when I come, I know who to go to, right? So go ahead.
So yeah, we will have our home service life insurance. Now, home service dates back many, many years. It's where insurance first started, where the persons come and knock on your door to collect your premiums. Yes, we do still have that going on here in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And we have a very strong home service department.
We had an insurance lady.
Yeah, the insurance lady.
Yes.
That's right. The policy lady.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what our home service department offers. And they will have a booth there as well. And you can go there and they will have agents that will give you your various options and stuff for what it is that you will need to meet your insurance need. Insurance is very important. Mm. Whether it's health, life, or even home and auto insurance, it is very important.
Let me ask you this, right? I happen to do have family guardian auto insurance, right? Mm-hmm. Life insurance.
Oh, you just want to ask?
Yes, but I normally go in and pay. Uh-huh. You all have that system where I can actually pay, just transfer my money now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have many options. So, whichever side. Really?
You need to talk about that because it's been online. Yeah.
But you know, you have some of those people, they want to dress up and come in. The older folks want to.
Well, sometimes I just want to make sure the money go on. Because you can't tell me money ain't going on. So when I physically there in front of a lady, I say, there, and write in my book.
So our newest option is called PayGuard. Mm-hmm. So you can go on our websites, and there's a PayGuard portal there where you are able to pay. You get verified, you put in your password, and then you put in your account number. Well, whatever, your policy number.
Yeah.
And you make your payments.
Just like
you
that.
You can even put reoccurring. You can add for reoccurring payments.
And they just take it on my account just like that?
You don't have to worry about that every month.
I didn't know that.
It's called PayGuard.
And I have a family guard all this time. I didn't know that.
You can do that for your life, your health, your annuity, your home, and your motor.
See why with family guardian? You all give me options.
That's right.
I mean, I'm still, you know, saying, dang, I get. You may have to show me how to download this afterwards, Ms.
So I think you were mentioning the online banking option as well.
Yes.
So just like how you would pay your utilities online.
Yeah.
You would, if you would add a utility as a payee, you can add Family Guardian as a payee, and you can transfer your money straight to our account.
Just
send us a screenshot, and we'll update your account.
Just like that.
Just like that.
I like that. So anyway, this is happening on Saturday.
Saturday, June 24th.
Saturday, June 24th is the event that is happening in New Providence. So this is where everyone is going to be out at because it's going to have so many things happening on that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at what time again?
From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So all the events. So you can even run an errand and say, I come in there now, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are so many vendors to stop and to consider and take advantage of, right? When you, if you have small kids, there's no need to say, boy, I need to leave them home. But you could bring them and say, see, you have a section there.
That's right.
It's like, mommy and daddy, we're going shopping.
Right.
We're going to consider.
Right back.
We're talking big business because I'm trying to get this mortgage. But you stay over here so I can concentrate. Mm-hmm. So we have that.
And they have yard space for them to run around. And
yard space.
They have security and that kind of thing, so you don't have to worry about it.
It's a safe environment.
It is a safe.
And they have all kind of parking for my car.
In the back.
Yes, you know, cause definitely.
Because I don't want to be parking anymore if we walk in
No. You want to park in the back. Once again, the parking is through the Village Road entrance. So you're going to drive on the Village Road entrance, park, drive up the driveway. It's a long driveway. It's a big parking area. So you don't have to put your vehicle on the side of the road and all. We have ample parking for you.
Nice. And there's going to be a full team there that you know, when you go to these other trade shows and I got to be waiting?
No.
You know?
No.
So a lot of Family Guardian employees will be there. Yes. And I can say, okay, miss, come on, sir. Let's go this way. This is what my concern is.
And the FGIB team will be walking around. So if we see you looking like you're lost, we're going to say, okay, Mr. Nui,
what do you need?
What is it that you're looking for?
Yes.
Let me show you where you need to go.
And you direct me.
I direct you where you need to go.
You know, because I come there first for the food. But then I'll definitely go and like how I don't have that online option. Will there be someone there to just like
work set that, you up?
Set me up.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I like that. I like, because I could be slow sometimes.
And if you need data, BTC is going to be there. If you need a phone, take a walk by BTC, get your data, come back. We'll set you up online.
Nice.
Payguard.
Nice. I mean, you all thought about everything.
Everything.
And we have air-conditioned bathrooms.
The bathrooms have air conditioning settings?
Of course.
My child is going to the bathroom and come out and tell me, say, Daddy, you don't believe what they have inside the bathroom. You know, my little one.
I think all kids like that. Yes.
So, I mean, now that you send me the air condition, I can send her there so she can go and evaluate your
bathroom facility.
Yes, it's family guardian. Bathroom's nice. You know, but nice. Mm-hmm. But before you go, I want you to remind me about everything that is happening on this Saturday, right? So I need you to give me that rundown. You got to call all of the vendors again, right?
Okay.
Call all the vendors' name again and give their services again, right?
Okay.
And then, of course, call your FGIAB services, right?
That's
and what all you'll be offering. And, of course, I want you to give the dates and the time and what to expect. But I'll let you do all of that. Now you go. Go ahead.
Okay, so this Saturday at June 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., this is the FG Insurance Agents and Brokers Trade Show and Fun Fair. So it's a family event. It's an all-day event. So we're going to have FGIAB for your home and motor insurance needs, your commercial needs. Mortgage department is going to be there as well. If you want to get pre-approved for a home, you can see Mr. Martin Trico. Financial services and home service for your life insurance, your medical insurance, your annuities. We're also going to have Commonwealth Bank if you want to go and get approved for your auto loan. Doctor's Hospital is going to be on the inside in the air condition. So if you want to give blood, make sure go and register. If you don't register, you're still able to give blood. MGM Construction, which is Mike, he specializes in home construction and renovation. One Oak, which is Matt, he is a realtor. CBS, we also have Cooltech, like I mentioned, he is a air conditioner for residential and commercial. Easy Car Sales and Auto Mall, if you want to come out and get your a car loan. If you want to test drive an electric vehicle. Uncle Dave's Pepper Sauce, we have Vibrant, she sells trinkets. Shell Tones, they sell trinkets and straw work. Dr. Charlene Reed from Easy Dental Care. She's going to be teeth and gum assessment. Micah Corpse for your books and comics. Lil Laura Hutt is one of our food vendors. She does wings, smoothies, fries. Unique Grillers is Mr. Eddie Lloyd. He's going to be doing some grilled pork and grilled chicken. BTC, like I said, if you want to get a home service or if you want to get a new device, you can check Stacy out at BTC. Happy Jumpers is where our kitty corner is going to be. So if you want to leave the kids to get something to eat, leave them in a bouncing castle, take a walk, see all of the vendors and come back. Sticky Bun, Angie's Delightful Teas, Judge Juice, Shot Blossom, and Royal Wellness Day Spa if you need a massage while you're out there as well.
And you didn't go over the location because, you know, it's a family guy and you all have outlets all over the place.
So let's not forget, like Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., our corporate grounds on the corner of the Montague ramp. So you're going to take the village roadside to get the parking at the back where the security is going to direct you to the front where all of our vendors will be.
Okay. So I'm taking that Shirley Street route and of course I'm going to be parking and entering from there. Security is going to be secure in my car.
Yes.
And this event is going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Not 10 a.m. Bahamian time. 10 a.m. on time.
And the first 20 people get what?
A free gift bag.
Yes. Free things. Yes. And the bag full. A little bit of thing, the bag full. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm talking with Miss Alicia Culmer and Miss Krazia Brown, and they are represented from, let me pronounce it again, FGIAB, and they're having a trade show and fun fair, which is going to be on Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday, June 24th. It's going to start at 10 a.m. and last until 4 p.m. They have a whole heap of vendors, all kind of vendors, and they're giving us some free things there too. And of course, they have food that can be purchased for us. We're there at a place for the kids to have fun. And they explain in their insurance. They have a concierge service that goes in detail. But I just want to thank you. I mean, so much things that you offer in there. Right?
Yes.
Yes. But we're going to take a commercial break right now. This is Guardian Radio on the AM with CA Nuri. And thank you, ladies, for stopping by and explaining
that. Thank you for having us.
Yes, definitely.
And we hope to see you on Saturday.
Oh, of course, I come in. What you mean? You hope? I come in. And try and try be the early girl next bag, too. That could be for the wife. Guardian Radio on the AM.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Bahamas games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029. I've been
everywhere, man. Today's Uniform Center. We've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Cheney's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Cheney's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only 817-3295. Email sales at Cheney's.com.
Everywhere. I'm Lasagna Mize, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Just recently, we had Family Guardian here. I wanted to talk to some heavy topics regarding politics, actually. I wanted to speak about the continued friction that the FNM party seems to have. This challenging, right? There's voice notes circulating again. But this topic, what I had planned, and I'm looking at it, right, needs the full hour. So I can just throw these ideas out, right, for now. And note that between this week and early next week, I plan to hash this out, right? All political parties tends to have challenges. I know that in 1985, the PLP, Switzerland, didn't have challenges. In fact, Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram challenged Sir Lyndon. In fact, quit their party, say, you need to go. You need to go. In fact, I know, according to history, Sir Lyndon had to borrow some money in order to fight off the insurrection that Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram started, because they was trying to pick everybody from off the PLP, saying, calling the father of our nation all kind of names and why he needs to resign now, especially for that commission of inquiry. I know that with Hubert Minnis, there was a challenge with Loretta Butler Turner, where they say, according to at least in the narrative, Hubert Minnis said, oh, LBT represents the white knights and ilk of the party, that and I represent the common man. So, and I remember they call all kind of names, suggestive names, like, what did the gentleman name? Name just escaped from me. With the Simonettes, and I'm trying to remember, Liburn, that's what I was trying to remember, saying they were sponsoring an LBT, that real money was behind LBT. And I'm thinking, one can only imagine the type of money Hubert Minnis had to spend in order to fight off, to survive the push of the Eastern Roaders, right? So let me know that Hubert Minnis is a millionaire. So I could only imagine how much money that he had to spend. We see that right now, Hubert Minnis supposedly is challenging the current leader, Michael Pintard. So I could only imagine if real money was spent the last time with LBT, how much money might be spent now in order for his supposedly second challenge to be leader of the FNM. I also will be discussing, is there a space for a third party? Recently, the COI, you know, I normally don't talk with them at all, but when I saw it was in a town hall meeting, it was a rally. Money was spent. And not no ordinary money. It was real money was had to be spent because of the quality of the rally. They had the lights. They had the stage. So clearly, money is now being pumped into the COI. And I'm thinking that when the PLP challenged the Eastern Roaders, or the PLP challenged the White Knights, or the PLP challenged Bay Street, the Bay Street Boys, right? Money had to be spent. And we see that, I was reading an article where they had a finance man, right, who was saying that he sponsored the PLP in the early days, and circa 1966, 1967, all the way past independence, and said that he was responsible for the financing of the party. And all these years, I thought the PLP collected dollar on the side of the road, and who had fish fries in order to finance themselves. And knowing that, I saw the article and that this gentleman is in the news was getting that type of financing for the PLP. I'm wondering now that how they was able to challenge the UBP and be successful to get that tie vote and eventually the majority votes. So it shows that money is important. And I'm wondering if the COI has that money. I'm wondering if Michael Pintard has that money, right? But clearly, the PLP has money. I mean, they spending money like crazy. I mean, money all over the place. You just need to trickle down some more so people could benefit, right? But I want to have a conversation on how important is money in a campaign. I also want to have a conversation about campaign finance reform. You know, the PLP promised that. I mind you, if you ask me, Nuri, you think that's happening? No, no time soon. But I need to have a conversation on why I think that is not going to happen anytime soon. The big United States, right, taught themselves as being the example of the world. And we see that recently the FDX apparently, instead of newspaper, that they sponsored crypto money to the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, right? Of course, you know, the Republicans always getting money from financiers. So I'm saying that if United States are having issues with campaign finance, right? Where people trickle in money or sponsoring the party. One can only imagine what happens here inside the Bahamas, especially when we have gated communities publicly telling our prime minister with them in the audience that they only want to be left alone. When we have persons and sending letters addressed to the prime minister saying that they don't want any tax and the tax has been rescinded. When you have persons in Grand Bahama saying that their family have both sides of the government covered and telling it as our prime minister the current at that time and the incumbent, whatever how it is, at that time, to say, yes, we have both sides covered. No matter what, whoever wins, we win, right? And right in front of the prime minister, it tells a tale about the challenges that the Bahamas will face with the thought of campaign finance reform. Will it work when money wins a campaign? Right, I know at one point in time they had a gentleman who sued or attempted to sue the PLP party for a loan he gave the party. Right, he said, "Man, I gave a loan to Selinden, and he still owed me money. I mean, he had no more, but it was loan on behalf of the party, and I'm asking for my money back." Right, and I think that. There is a narrative of the Bahamas. There's a narrative of the Bahamas that happened circa 1967, circa 1973, moving towards independence, that is still kept secret. The characters are dead and gone, but we haven't reached a political maturity to explain, to go detailed, to do the interviews of what all happened. Narrative like this, right? In 80s, 85-ish, right? Right after the drug trade and the proliferation of cocaine in the Bahamas, we had senior government officials, the likes of Perry Christie and Hubert Ingraham, even Fred Mitchell, decided to leave the PLP. Something happened within that party that people said, man, no. I can't be under the leadership of Selinden anymore. I'm going to start, they call it a third force. And the people who know should call and tell me about that later on when I start that conversation. Where they say, no, we cannot be under the leadership of him because whatever was happening inside the party, they couldn't tolerate. Right? Even had to say that one prime minister join some kind of CIA and have a CIA number in order to report and correct something that sinister was happening within the party. So that conversation needs to be had, right? And I don't believe that Bohemians are having that type of conversation. So these are the type of conversation I will be having in the immediate future. But anyway, that's the music playing. This has been Guardian Radio with AM, in the AM with C.A. Nuri. And that this type of conversation is going to be coming up. So I'm eager to have it. Have a wonderful day.